ओम शांति। आज के अव्यक्त दिवस पर
टुडे ऑन द डे ऑफ अव्यक्त अव्यक्त
बाबा के प्यार में उनकी यादों में और उनको फॉलो करने के लिए दृढ़ संकल्पों में सारा दिन रहते हैं।
We create determined thoughts to follow the Father and be like the Father throughout the day. Today is also the day of blessings. Today is the day of remembrance, day of blessings, and also memorial day. Is the mic okay?
तो आज हम सभी अपने से बातें करेंगे।
Today we will talk to ourselves.
बाबा ने हमारी पालना की है।
बाबा has given us sustenance.
ब्रह्मा बाबा बहुत अच्छा चिंतन करते थे।
Brahma Baba used to churn the knowledge. Few days ago in the Murli,
प्यार से हमें राह दिखाने लगे, बाप बनकर पालना करने लगे,
टीचर
बनकर संपूर्ण ज्ञान
is giving us sustenance in the form of a father, giving us teachings in the form of a teacher, and in the form of Sadhguru he is giving us powers, blessings, and also giving us sustenance in the form of Guru. God Himself has come on this earth and has done many things for all of us. Now what should we do? There will be change in the age, the yug, from Iron Age to Golden Age. Is everyone able to listen? Then people at the back are not able to listen.
Baba ne hum sab ki bahut palna ki hai.
Baba has given us a lot of sustenance.
बाबा का अपना जीवन यदि आप गहराई से उसे देखें,
if we look at the life history of Brahma Baba, we can understand
जबरदस्त त्याग भावना थी उनके पास।
He had the feeling of renunciation and he had an unlimited heart. And what all he used to do to benefit many people. The efforts that he was making was also dedicated for the benefit of humanity. Baba had so many qualities. If we pay attention to the Murli,
जब ब्रह्मा बाबा भी कुछ सुनाते हैं,
when Brahma Baba would say something along with Shubaba, then we understand how was Brahma Baba. There was double engine, and both were most powerful ones.
एक ने राह पर चलकर हमें चलना सिखाया,
one showed us the path by walking on it, The other one showed us, guided us to walk. Both of them have helped us a lot in our journey. Both of them listen to each and every thing of us and also respond to it. The beautiful words of Baba, and which is applicable to the today's situation. Just as I have given you so much sustenance, similarly give sustenance to others. Baba did a lot of penance to become bodiless. So much tapasya, he did so much tapasya that for the last 5 years, to whomever he used to give drishti, that person would also experience bodiless stage. Today we will experience. Look at yourself as a sparkling jewel in the middle of your forehead. I am a very powerful soul.
Param pavitratma.
Supremely pure soul. Immensely powerful soul. Accept these qualities for yourself. I'm full with all godly attainments. I have the right to God's love and sustenance. I am complete with elevated fortune. Om Shanti. Everyone will remember. We will take an inspiration from Baba's life history. Baba used to spend a lot of time in solitude and churning of knowledge. Baba became a great tapasvi, and that was the basis of the world. Many got new life. We see the heart of Baba. It is being constructed later on. That was a beautiful garden of grapes. Nowadays, grapes are not there. And there would be immense peace there. Baba would spend a lot of time there. Today Baba has told in today's Murli, when we practice certain points of knowledge, our stage will become elevated very soon. Today, Baba had told that whilst moving away from this body, when the soul leaves the body, let there be churning of the spinning of the discourse of self-realization, and then the life should leave from this body. We have to give importance to the churning of knowledge. How the ages change, how the times change, and how God came onto this land, and how elevated He made our lives, and the return of His sustenance, we have to give back to Him. Whatever He says, we have to do. Many souls who come, many souls who are new, they would think, we have not seen Baba, how can we follow Him? Many who have seen Baba were not able to follow Baba. We listen to Baba's Murli every day. To follow Baba's Murli every day means to follow Brahma Baba. Whatever effort Brahma Baba did is there in Sakar Murli. If we do the same, then it is like following the Father. With that deep tapasya, Baba attained angelic form. He became very light, completely free from all bondages. Even while taking care of the yajna, he had the natural feeling of not taking care of anything, very light. Let us practice this. I am an angel. I, the soul, is sitting in the body of light. The rays of light and might is being radiated from each organ. I'm a double light angel. I have come onto this earth to bring benefit to many. Baba has filled His energy in me and has sent me onto this earth. I am full of all powers. Lighthouse. I'm lighthouse, might house, angel. Everyone will realize a small thing. We have to understand one small difference. If we want to become equal to the Father, then sometimes we feel the destination is very far away. But if we think that we have to become a complete angel, so then the destination is not far away. Think that I am equal to the Father, I am an angel. I have to become like that, that's okay. But if I accept that I'm already an angel, so then it becomes easy to become an angel. If we want to become very powerful, then this is the way we think. This is a return of Baba sustenance. This keeps us secure so that we are able to face the situations and challenges with a smile on the face. So that we are able to continuously benefit the world in spite of all the challenges and situations we continue to face in our lives. If we become stressful in small things and small situations, and if we think too much during small situations and worry a lot about small situations, then the energy of the soul will be depleted very quickly. All these situations are very tiny. If we stabilize in self-awareness and self-esteem, then all the situations will be very tiny. In today's Murli, Baba told, you have to do a lot of practice of being soul conscious and become cool. If we stabilize in soul consciousness, then all our organs will become cool. All the fire of anger, greed, jealousy will become cool. We have to practice this a lot. Let us have one subject for churning. Baba told that you have to create an elevated fortune. It's in our hands. Let us talk to ourselves. By elevated actions, by showing an elevated path to others, and by stabilizing in elevated thoughts and feelings, by creating an elevated stage, we can make our fortune very elevated. This is a one-time opportunity, and don't lose this opportunity. Don't let go of this beautiful opportunity. When we are not attentive, then we get deviated by small situations and small problems. We have to churn Baba's knowledge and inculcate those things in our lives. Let us go to the subtle regions. See yourself up above in a second. I am an angel. Above the sky. In the subtle regions. And there is white light around me. And Bab Dada is in front. Very bright. A very divine form. The son of knowledge, Shiva Baba, in the middle of the forehead of Brahma Baba. And his rays are falling on me.
सामने से ज्ञानी सूर्य की किरणें पड़ रही
इन द सटल रीजन्स एंड द सन ऑफ नॉलेज इज रेडिएटिंग
बाबा दृष्टि दे रहे हैं
बाबा इज गिविंग दृष्टि Baba put his hand of blessings on my head. Let us all experience Baba's hands of blessings on our heads. And he is giving us the blessings. May you be ever happy. After taking drishti, we come back.
Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Baba ki palna se. Hum ek sundar cheez aaj se seekh lenge.
Let us learn one thing from Baba's sustenance.
Kayon ko nahi pata hai.
Many know this and many don't know. In order to free us from weaknesses and in order to give us a realization, what is the method that Baba has followed? In Avyakt Murlis, we see in the first line itself, Baba gave us elevated self-respect points. You are Shiv Shakti Ami. He made us elevated and then he gave us the teachings. Let us learn this in the family, in your gathering. If you want to teach others something, if you want to make them renounce any weaknesses, follow this method. Parents give teachings with authority and also they have lot of respect for each other. If we stabilize in that self-respect, stage of self-respect, and then see others in the vision of being a soul, then the teachings will work. When others don't listen to our words, our teachings, then the atmosphere becomes negative. Let us stabilize in that self-respect and then bring enthusiasm in others. And other person will accept it and then inculcate. Baba has given us so much sustenance and even today he is giving us sustenance. Each one of us are experiencing that since morning. Let us do that every day. Early in the morning, I give searchlight to the whole world. Make this a habit. When you open your eyes in the morning, feel this. Master, Almighty Authority, the Son of knowledge is putting his sending searchlight on me, and then you will experience that beautiful sustenance, and you will experience that your life is full of happiness. How can we give the return of sustenance for those who have been in knowledge for a long time? Those who are doing good efforts, or those who want to do good efforts, they can pay attention to this and practice this. Take that searchlight from Baba and give that searchlight to the whole world for at least 15 days, 15 minutes every day. And our life will become free from all obstacles, and the body will become free from sickness. Give Sakash with this thought. Whoever is sick, whoever is having cancer, give the vibrations of happiness. Sometimes you can give Sakash to the souls who have a lot of obstacles in their life. Take rays from Almighty Authority and give that Sakash to others so that their life become free from obstacles. Sometimes you can give Sakash to the souls who have lot of worries and lot of fear. When we give the rays of Almighty Authority to them so that their fear will be finished and life will start to become carefree. Let us invoke Baba. Take your intellect to Paramdham. Stabilize your intellect on the great light. And invite Baba with great love, with the feeling of authority. He belongs to me. God, my friend. Oh, my companion of life. Leave your home and come to us. We have come from far away to meet you. Listening to our voice, Almighty Authority starts to come down. Baba entered the body of Brahma Baba in the subtle regions. Both of them are coming down. And they have come in front of us. He belongs to me. Bhagavan who loves me so much, one who has come to give us the kingdom of the world. He is in front of me. He is giving drishti with lot of love. Baba is filling that power in me through his drishti. Whilst giving drishti, Baba says, children, may you be free from obstacles. May you be victorious over Maya. It is such a beautiful experience. We are in front of him, the one whom we were searching for from many ages. He gives us drishti and goes back to Paramdham. We should practice this every day. We can meet Baba every day whenever we want to. When we make ourselves light, free from waste and stabilized in that elevated stage, we can experience Baba's meeting. Baba will continue to give us sustenance till the end of confluence age. Maybe we think that Baba don't come, but his way of giving sustenance changes. We can experience the meeting with Baba even in a short time. Since few days I have been keeping this point in front of many people, there will be a turn in the, there will be a change in the coming times. We have to practice the things that Baba has told us. You might be a new soul, you might be following Baba's Srimad for 6 months, 1 year. Don't think that you are late. They are getting a lot of sustenance. But you have to do tapasya. You have to give time. And you have to follow Baba's murli. We get such beautiful guidance from Baba's murli every day. You can read the murli through WhatsApp or listen to the murli audio. But when you sit in the class and stabilize in the elevated stage and then listen to Baba's murli, then you will enjoy it. every day, go to the center for 1 hour and then be happy when you go back home. And then your worries will start to become less, and every day you will start to experience that energy. We will create this beautiful thought today now here. Whilst listening to the Murli today, let us practice one thing. Let us sit in this intoxication today. God Himself has come to guide me. He has come to show me the path. And from today's Murli, I should be inculcating one or two points for in my life forever. There is immense happiness in this experience of Murli. Just like today, you spend so beautifully today, but again, every day it should be so beautiful. May you all fly today listening to Baba's Murli. Let us sit in Baba's remembrance. Let us go to Paramdham, to Baba.